USA Radio News.
North Carolina's poultry farms suffered significant losses in Hurricane Florence while flooding from the storm damaged crops in South Carolina. Sanderson Farms, one of the largest poultry producers in North Carolina, lost 1.7 billion chickens on its farms. Today, President Trump was in North and South Carolina surveying the damage.
We are behind you from day one, from 3 days ago, and now it looks nice, but it's really the calm before the storm. You're going to have a lot of water. We see it. It's coming down. It just comes down. Nobody would believe a thing like this could happen. And already you've broken all records. So Washington is with you. Trump is with you.
The 20-year-old illegal immigrant who abducted and stabbed Molly Tibbetts in Iowa has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder. The suspect waived his right to be tried within 90 days, and a trial is set for April 16th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
A ruling comes in a case about campaign finance donations to nonprofit groups. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Supreme Court says a lot of nonprofit groups have to disclose the identity of wealthy donors who give money to pay for aggressive political ads. The ruling on so-called dark money donations coming just 7 weeks before the midterm elections. It's expected to apply to explicitly political ads run by nonprofits between now and Election Day. The ads in question are those that tell people to vote for or against a candidate. People will no longer be able to donate to those ads anonymously. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Texas mother wanted to teach her fifth grade son a lesson when she found out that he had been bullying other students in school. So the mom forced her child to wear a shirt that said, "I'm a bully." Apparently the boy was calling kids stupid and idiots. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
The United States incarcerates more of its citizens than any other nation in the world, according to the latest government data. In 2016, about 2 million people were in jails and prisons. That's up from 200,000 people during the 1970s. Brian Stevenson is the founder and executive director of Equal Justice Initiative. He joined CBS this morning to talk about how this is affecting our children.
I just think so many children now live lives that have been impacted by over-incarceration. This prison increase from 200,000 in the 1970s to 2.2 million today is followed by 6 million people on probation or parole, 70 million people with criminal arrests, which burden them. And so children's lives are being impacted. Most kids know people, have family members that have been impacted by the criminal justice system. And I don't think we've helped them contextualize that. So I really want to give them stories to help them understand that they're not the only people dealing with this. There's been a huge increase in the number of women sent to prison, 646% increase in women sent to jails or prisons. 70% of the women we send to jails and prisons are single parents with minor children. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just important that kids begin to make sense of what's happening around them, and I don't think we've done a good job doing that.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1957 when, just north of Las Vegas, Nevada, about 65 miles, the first ever underground nuclear explosion takes place. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.